Farage warns eco-terrorism is next as climate crazies vandalize think tanks. By Peter Cattell on October 25, 2022. Arch-Brexiteer Nigel Farage has warned of the possibility of eco-terrorism after climate crazies vandalized a think tank building in London. A failure to curtail protests by climate crazies will eventually result in eco-terrorism, Nigel Farage has claimed in the wake of protesters vandalizing a building containing a number of think tanks, including those campaigning against high taxes and high levels of immigration, to protest oil and gas. As of writing, the protest is the latest of an ever-increasing number of green agenda protests which have seen climate extremists vandalize paintings, statues and buildings in an attempt to push for the eradication of fossil fuels. According to a report by the Daily Mail, the infamous Tufton Street building was sprayed with orange paint loaded into a fire extinguisher during the demonstration, which also saw activists seal off a nearby road in the hopes of protesting oil and gas. London police are said to have arrested one individual in relation to the incident on suspicion of causing criminal damage. The demonstration is meanwhile said to have been perpetrated by supporters of the Just Stop Oil climate activist group, who had only yesterday claimed an incident which saw protesters vandalize a wax statue of the king. Both of these instances of vandalism in turn follow attempts by climate protesters both in Britain and abroad to vandalize paintings, again in the name of their climate change agenda. Some are now expressing concern at what appears to be the escalating nature of the protests, with political firebrand Nigel Farage warning on Tuesday that terrorism could soon be on the cards if authorities do not soon get a handle on the situation. "This is total lawlessness," the former Brexit Party leader remarked, sharing a video of the Tufton Street incident. "Eco-terrorism will be next unless we get tough on these Muppets," he went on to say. Meanwhile, in a statement on the event, an official social media account for Just Stop Oil in particular derided what it called Liz Truss's toxic pro-oil policies, which it claims helped end her career. While such an assertion seems to run contrary to the facts, with massive instability in the UK markets instead seemingly being the main driver of Truss' self-destruction, the now former Prime Minister's leaving office could see green agenda policy once again return to the forefront of British politics. Like ousted Prime Minister Boris Johnson, incoming leader Rishi Sunak appears to be extremely keen to see more climate policies implemented in Britain, with the former Chancellor showing up to the World Economic Forum conference in 2020 to advocate for a whole economy transition to green energy. "The challenge of climate change is clear and it is urgent," the now Prime Minister said at the event. "We need to ensure a positive and fair transition to net zero and protect our environment. It remains to be seen what interaction such a push could have with other WEF-linked policies Sunak has shown an interest in, with a newly minted prime minister having also in the past expressed interest in seeing a centrally controlled digital currency introduced, which could give the state far greater control over people's spending." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.